主耶稣在世的时候拣选的十二个门徒。
When Jesus was in this world, he chosen 12 disciples.
这十二个门徒他们不但跟随主耶稣，他们跟主耶稣同行。
These 12 disciples, not only that they follow Jesus, but they walk with him as well.
我们今天也不要只是做一个信徒。
And today we shouldn't stop just by being a member.
我们也要做一个门徒。
We need to be his disciples as well.
我们要跟随主耶稣的榜样，我们要跟主耶稣同行。
We need to follow the example of Christ and also to walk with him.
我们如何跟主耶稣同行呢？
So how should we walk with Christ?
用一个火热的心来跟主耶稣同行。
We should walk with him in zeal.
请看加拉太书第四章。
Let us all turn to Galatians.
加拉太书第四章十八节。
Galatians chapter 4 verse 18. Galatians chapter 4 verse 18. It is fine to be zealous, provided the purpose is good, and to be so always, and not just when I am with you.
在这里保罗说，用热心来行善，来对待人，这是好的。
Here it, Paul have said that it is fine to be zealous, provided the purpose is good.
我们要做一个热心的基督徒。
We need to be a zealous Christian.
这个在新约圣经里头有很多经节都这样勉励我们。
And in the New Testament, there are a lot of verses that encourage us to do so.
比如说我们再看一个经节，提多书第二章。
For example, let us turn to another verse in Titus.
提多书第二章十四节。
Titus chapter 2, verse 14.
提多书二章十四节。
Titus chapter 2 verse 14.
他为我们舍了自己，要赎我们脱离一切罪恶，又洁净我们，特作自己的子民，热心为善。这里说主耶稣拣选我们的目的之一，要我们热心为善。
And here it says that one of the purpose of us being called by Christ is so that we can be zealous in doing what is good.
所以从很多经节都让我们知道，我们必须要成为一个热心火热的基督徒。
So a lot of verses encourages us to to be a zealous Christian.
那什么叫做一个火热的基督徒？
So what does it mean to be a zealous Christian?
就是很努力的要得神的喜悦。
That is, we work the hardest to be pleasing to God.
要很努力的来行神的旨意。
And we work hard to fulfill or to do the will of God.
很积极的在生活当中要来荣耀神。
And we are very proactive to glorify God in our life.
所以基督徒在生活里头有一件最重要的事情，就是要让神喜悦。
And so one of the most important things in a Christian's life is to seek after the favor of God.
那你我们想想看，如何能够让神得神的喜悦。
So we must think about the things that will be pleasing to God.
我们会想到遵守道理。
First, we will think about how to obey his commandments.
我们会想到服侍神。
We will think about how to serve him.
那我们就以服侍神这件事情来说吧。
And so let's focus on serving God.
这个有很多的事情都跟服侍神有关系。
There are a lot of things that we do that is related to serving God.
但是在现实里头，有一些所谓的圣工，我们不一定能够参与。
But realistically speaking, some of the holy work we might not be able to do so or to.We might not be able to participate in.
那当然有很多的原因，让我们没有办法去参与。
There may be a lot of reasons why we can't participate.
那是不是因为我们没有办法参与，我们就不能够得到神的喜悦吗
？But does it mean that since we can't participate, does it mean that we will not be able to be pleasing to God?
一个心里火热的人， 虽然有时候他不能参与，但是他还是能够得神的喜悦。
For a zealous person, even though he would not be able to participate in certain things or certain holy work, but he will still be pleasing to God.
我们请参考撒母记上十二章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 12.
撒母记上十二章二十三节。
First Samuel chapter 12, verse 23.
这是撒母已经年老了。
This happened when Samuel was in his advanced age.
那他也从他的侍奉的工作上面，他退休了。
And he is retired from his servitude.
因为本来他是带领这些以色列百姓。
He was the leader of the Israelites.
带领他们敬拜神。
He lead them in worshiping God.
他来处理百姓当中所发生的事情。
He also served as a judge to administer among the people.
那现在他年纪已经老迈。
But now he is he was old.
那也为百姓立了国王。
And he also had already ordained a king for the people.
那所以他以我们今天的话来讲，他就是已经退休了。
So in today's term, we can say that he is now retired.
所以他就不再因为年纪的关系，他就不再参与一些这个侍奉的工作。
Because of his advanced age, now he is no longer participate in the in servitude work.
我们去二十三节。
Verse 23.
撒母耳说：“至于我，断不停止为你们祷告，以致得罪神，我必以善道正路指教你们。”这里撒母耳呢，他说他还是继续的为百姓来祷告。
Here Samuel said that he still pray for people.
他如果停止为百姓祷告，那么他就得罪神。
If he stop praying for his people, then he will sin against God.
因为年纪的关系，他没有办法再参与很多的工作。
Because of his age, he was no longer able to participate in a lot of work.
但是他是一个对神心里火热的人。
But he was a worker of God who was very zealous.
他虽然很多事情没有办法参与，但是他还是要得神的喜悦。
Even though he could not participate in a lot of things, but he still want to be pleasing to God.
所以这里他说他要做两件事情。
And here he mentioned he will do two things.
第一个就是继续的为百姓、为国家祷告。
First is he will continue to pray and for the people and for the nation.
当然也为新立的国王祷告。
And also he will pray for the newly ordained king.
那他还能够来继续的教导百姓。
And also, the second thing is he could continue to teach the people.
好，我们请再参考马太福音第九章。
Let's also turn to Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音第九章三十六节。
Matthew chapter 9, verse 36.
三十六节。耶稣看见许多人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。这里讲到主耶稣的怜悯。
Here it mentions that Jesus has compassion on them.
有很多的人，他们来到主耶稣这里。
A lot of people have come to seek Jesus.
他们不但要听主耶稣讲道理，他们也对主耶稣有所求。
And not only that they came to hear his words, but they came offered to ask him because they are in need.
因为有些人有病痛。
Some people were in pain.
有些人在生活当中有困苦。
Some people had some have gone through suffering in their life.
有些人是内心非常的忧伤痛这个疼痛。
And some others are very sorrowful in their life.
那主耶稣怜悯他们。
And Jesus had compassion on them.
三十七节，
于
是对门徒说：“要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。”主耶稣就说到：“有这么多的人，都是需要得帮助、得怜悯的。”
So Jesus mentioned here that there are so many people who needed help and who are in need.
哦、那当时主耶稣是成为人来到世界上，所以他也是受限制的。
And at the time Jesus came to this world in flesh, therefore he also had his limitations.
啊，他跟我们今天一样，他在时空里头。
He's just like us. He's bounded by time and by space.
哦，他如果在加利利，他就不可能在犹大地。
Since he is now in Galilee, it's impossible for him to be at Judah, other places of, at Judah at the same time.
哦，那不但加利利的人需要怜悯。犹大地的人又好多人需要被怜悯。
But not only people in Galilee need his compassion, people in all over Judah also need his compassion.
啊，所以这里主耶稣说做工的人少。
Therefore, Jesus here mentions that the workers are few.
啊，但是他给我们一个很好的提醒。
But he gave us a very good reminder.
啊，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
He said in verse 38, ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field.
啊，有一些特定的工作，我们不一定有办法去参与。
And there are certain work that we might not be able to participate in.
好，那我们就不要想说啊，这个就跟我没有关系。
Then we shouldn't think that then it has nothing to do with us.
哦，如果这件事情是在教会里头，它是很重要的。
If the things that need to be done is very important for the church.
哦，那我们像38节这里主耶稣所说的，要求啊，要求主耶稣差遣工人。
Then what we should do is, or mention in verse 38, that we must ask the Lord Jesus, to send out his workers.
啊，这就是为什么我们常常会宣布一些代祷的事情。
And that is why in our church we often will, say a prayer request.
哦，这就是为什么有时候我们也会介绍一下我们的一些开拓地区的简单的情形。
And we will also introduce some of the development in our pioneering areas.
哦，像这些工作，有些我们实在没有办法去参与。
Because some of the work we might not be able to participate.
哦，但是我们可以求神差派工人去执行这些事情。
But we can pray and ask the Lord to send his workers.
我们在神面前要啊，我们要用火热啊火热的心来跟神同行。
And in front of God, we need to have a zealous heart to walk with him.
那主耶稣他也给我们留下这样的榜样。
And the Lord Jesus Christ has set this example for us.
请看路加福音十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke chapter 12.
路加福音十二章五十节。
Luke chapter 12, verse 50.
五十节，主耶稣说：“我有当受的喜，还没有成就，我是何等的迫切呢？”啊，在这里说，主耶稣说他有一个很火热、很迫切的心。
And here the Lord Jesus Christ said that he had a very zealous heart.
啊，那就是啊，主耶稣说我有那个。当受的喜，但是还没有成就。
He said that he had a baptism to undergo, but it is not completed yet.
哦，这指着十字架的受苦。
This is referring to his suffering on the cross.
哦，主耶稣为了这个事情，他是很迫切的，很热心的。
And because of this matter, he was very distressed. He's in distress, and he's very zealous about it.
哦，所以主耶稣是用火热的心来与天父同行。
And so Jesus walked with Heavenly Father with zeal.
再请看路加福音第九章。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 9.
路加福音九章五十一节。
Luke chapter 9, verse 51.
五十一节，耶稣被接上升的日子将到，他就定意向耶路撒冷去。好，请念。
As the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem.
这个立下一个决心，这也是一种火热的表现。
And for him to feel very resolute to do something, this is also a show how zealous he was.
哦，那这个决心往耶路撒冷去啊，这也是到耶路撒冷，也是就是要被钉十字架。
And so Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. This is where he would be crucified.
哦，有那个火热的心，也就容易去完成那个啊这个重要不容易的事情。
Because he has this zeal in him, then he was able to complete this task, which is very daunting and not, which is not very easy for him.
主耶稣必须去完成那个十字架的救恩。
Jesus had to complete the salvation by suffering on the cross.
从人的角度来看，人的层面来看，那是一个很艰难、很困苦 的工作。
From man's perspective, this is something that's very painful and full of suffering.
所以主耶稣他必须要有一个火热的心来完成这件事情。
Therefore, Jesus must do this with zeal.
那以后的使徒也是给我们留下这样的榜样，用火热的心来跟神同行。
And the apostle after this also gave us these same examples to walk with God with zeal.
我们请参考腓立比书第三章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书三章十三节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 13.
十三节，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。这里保罗说，他一直要往前进。
Here, Paul says that he's striving forward.
所以甚至他必须要忘记过去的背后的事情。
And he need to forget what is behind.
十四节说向着标杆直跑。
14, he mentioned, I press on towards the goal.
所以保罗也是用火热的心在跟神同行。
So Paul was also walking with God with zeal.
从这些事实来告诉我们，我们要跟神同行，用一个火热的心来跟他同行。
And all of these tells us that when we walk with God, we need to have this heart of zeal.
那我们应当有怎样的火热呢？
So how should we walk with God and on what kind of zealousness should we have?
这个火热是好的，但是也要是对的火热。
Being zealous is good, but it must be the right kind of zealous, of zeal.
请看罗马书第十章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans chapter 4.
第十章
Chapter 10
罗马书十章第二节
Romans chapter 10 verse 2
保罗说我可以证明他们向神有热心但不是按着真知识这里保罗说很多犹太人当时的犹太人他们对神都是很热心的
So Paul here mentioned that a lot of Jews at the time they're very zealous for God
他们知道宇宙当中只有一位独一的真神
They knew that there's only one true God.
那他们对这位独一的真神，他们也是非常的热心。
They are very zealous towards this one true God.
但是很可惜的，保罗说他们不是按着真知识。
But unfortunately, Paul mentioned that their zeal is not based on knowledge.
他们没有真正的去明白圣经的道理。
They did not truly understand the truth in the Bible.
他们没有真正的被圣经的道理。来引导他们。
They were not, the action were not guided by the truth.
所以很多的犹太人他们不认识主耶稣。
Therefore, a lot of Jews at the time did not know who Jesus was.
甚至有很多的犹太当时的犹太人他们反对极力的反对信耶稣的人。
And a lot of them even rejected and opposed to those who follow Christ.
他们在做不对的事情，他们以为是在对神发热心。
They were actually doing the wrong thing, but in their mind, they are being zealous for God.
所以保罗觉得说这些人非常的可惜。
And so Paul thinks that it's very unfortunate for these people.
所以首先，我们的热心是要有道理的。带领有道理做根基。
So first, our zeal must be based on the truth.
再来，这个热心是要有一个纯正的动机。
And secondly, for us to be zealous, we need to have a pure motive.
因为人有这个热心，人一定会做出一些这个很伟大的事情。
Because once we feel zealous, we will be driven to do great things.
跟自己比，我们不一定要跟别人比。
And we will compare what we did in the past, not necessarily we're comparing with others.
当我们热心于某一件事情的时候，我们自己都会发现，如果没有这样的热心，我怎么能够做得出来？
And when we are zealous in something, that we will think that without it, we will not be able to do certain things.
比如说有一个学生啊，他为了把英文写好啊，他把整本字典啊都背起来，几乎都要背起来。
For example, a student wanted to speak English really well, and so this person will memorize almost the entire dictionary.
哦，这个没有几个人能够做得到。
And this is not something that everyone can do.
哦，但是他有那个热切的心，我要把英文写好，哦，所以他开始背字典。
But he has the zeal, and he wanted to speak English well, and therefore he started to memorize all the words in the dictionary.
哦，所以常常火热的心会来做出一些大的事情，伟大的事情。
And therefore, when we have this zeal, it will drive us to do great things.
哦，但是要有一个纯，哦，在信仰的道路上面要有一个纯正的动机。
But when we are walking on our journey of faith, our zeal must come from a pure motive.
刚才已经讲到保罗的时代有很多犹太人，他们都是很火热的。
And we mentioned before there are a lot of Jews in Paul's time that are very jealous for God.
尤其啊，就是犹太人当中的一群人叫做法利赛人。
Especially a small group of Jews whom was called the Pharisees.
那这一群人在耶稣的，在主耶稣的时候啊，就这个主耶稣曾经对他们啊有过评论。
And Jesus have always gave them his opinions of these people of the Pharisees.
那主耶稣对他们的评论主要的重点就在于这些人的火热啊，没有一个纯正的动机。
And most of his opinions was based on that the Pharisees, they did not have a pure motive in whatever they do.
哦，他们的热心很多的时候是为了要让人看见。
Because they are being zealous because they want to show off to other people.
哦，他们的热心是为了要得到人的尊敬。
And they're being zealous so that people will respect them.
哦，他们的热心是为了要在犹太社会里头当领导者。
And they're being zealous because they want to establish themselves as leaders among the Jews.
哦，这样的热心并没有得到主耶稣的称赞。
So this kind of zeal were not praised by the Lord Jesus.
哦，所以我们的热心要能够明白主耶稣的旨意。
And so in our zeal, we need to know what the will of God is.
哦，再来，我们的热心也要有爱心做内涵。
And in our zeal, we also need to have love.
请看加拉太书第四章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 4.
刚才已经提到，保罗是一位用火热的心在跟神同行的一个使徒。
And I mentioned before that Paul was a disciple of God who walked with God in zeal.
十九节，加拉太书第四章十九节。
Galatians chapter 4, verse 19.
我小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。这里保罗啊，他对弟兄姐妹有一个火热的心。
Here, Paul had the zeal for the brothers and sisters.
哦，他所付出的好像是这个。像一个母亲要生产那样子的一个过程。
And he sacrificed, he described his sacrifice and his work as a pain of childbirth.
他为什么愿意受这样的苦？
But why would he, why was he willing to go through this suffering?
因为他爱这些弟兄姐妹。
Because he loved his brothers and sisters.
他希望这些弟兄姐妹都能够基督成形在他们的心里。
He hoped that Christ will form in the brothers and sisters' heart.
哦，所以保罗的这种火热的侍奉里头是有爱做内涵。
So his zealous servitude, we can see that he is full of love.
哦，他爱这些弟兄姐妹，所以他希望这些弟兄姐妹能够有主耶稣基督的形象。
He loved the brothers and sisters, therefore, he wanted them to have the image of Christ.
当摩西被神呼召之后，摩西对神也是火热的。
After Moses was called by God, he also was zealous for God.
因为摩西的工作也是非常的、非常的艰难困苦的。
And Moses had to do very difficult thing.
没有一个火热的心是没有办法继续做下去。
Unless he had a zealous heart for God, it would be impossible for him to do those tasks.
那我们看到摩西的这种火热有一个内涵，就是谦卑。
And we see that in Moses' zeal, that he is very humble.
所以神也曾经这样说，说摩西是世界上最谦和、谦卑和平的人。
And so God once said that Moses was the most peaceful and the most humble person.
所以这个摩西也是一个灵性很好的人。
Moses was someone with very good faith.
但是他很谦卑。
Yet he was very humble.
我们请参考出埃及记三十四章。
Let's turn to Exodus 34.
出埃及记三十四章二十九节。
Exodus 34, verse 29.
摩西手里拿着两块滑板向下西乃山的时候，不知道自己的面皮因神与他说话就发了光。这里说摩西的脸啊会发光。
It says that Moses' face was radiant.
但是他自己不知道。
But he did not know himself.
他跟神 他是用 火热的心来跟神同行。
And he was walking with God in zeal.
他跟神是面对面的。
And he was face to face with God.
所以他是这个跟神是很，他是很靠近神的。
And he was very close to God.
但是他有一个很谦卑的内涵。
But yet, he had a very humble, he is very humble.
所以连自己的脸发光他自己都不知道。
And he didn't even know that his face was radiant.
那所以以上这些就是、我们用火热的心来跟随主 来跟神同行，我们应该留意的。
So all the things mentioned above are the things that we need to pay attention to when we are walking with God in zeal.
我们再提醒一下，为什么用火热的心来跟神同行是这么重要。
And I'd like to remind everyone, why is it important for us to walk with God in zeal?
因为这能够造就我们自己。
Because it will edify us.
这能够造就教会。
It will edify the church.
甚至这个能够造就我们所在的社会。
And it will also edify our society, our surroundings.
一个火热的基督徒，他就是一个健康的基督徒。
A zealous Christian is a healthy Christian.
一个健康的基督徒，在他里头就会有喜乐。
And a healthy Christian will have joy.
一个健康的基督徒，在他里头就有平安。
And a healthy Christian will have peace in him.
一个健康的基督徒，他就会满有安慰。
And a healthy Christian is full of comfort.
一个健康的基督徒，他每天的生活都是很快乐的。
And a healthy Christian will live their life in joy every day.
保罗是以火热的心来跟神同行。
And Paul walked with God in zeal.
所以我们看到保罗他是一个很健康的基督徒。
So we can say that Paul is a healthy Christian.
他是一个灵性很健壮的人。
He was a man with great faith.
虽然他身上有一根刺、通常有人解释说是可能是身上的疾病。
And even though he had a thorn in his flesh, and some people would describe this as some kind of sickness that he had.
但是他的灵性很健壮。
But yet, spiritually speaking, he was very strong.
所以他里头有真正的平安，真正的喜乐。
So in him, he has the true peace and true joy.
我们请看腓立比书第四章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章第四节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 4.
保罗说你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐。
Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice.
哦，这个保罗勉励说，一定要喜乐。
Here, Paul encourages us to rejoice.
啊，第十节保罗说，我靠着主大大的喜乐。
Verse 10, Paul mentioned that I rejoice greatly in the Lord.
保罗在写这个腓立比书这一封书信的时候，他是在罗马。
And when Paul wrote the book of Philippians, he was in Rome.
哦，那在罗马呢，他丧失了部分的自由。
And he lost part of his freedom in Rome.
哦，但是呢，他是喜乐的。
But yet he was in joy.
哦，因为他用火热的心跟神同行。
Because he walked with God in zeal.
哦，他是被神的道理所带领的。
He was guided by the truth.
哦，他的火热是有一个纯正的动机，爱神，爱人。
His zeal was motivated by a pure motive that is to love man and to love God.
他深深的明白神的旨意。
And he deeply understand what the will of God is.
做一个火热的基督徒，会给教会带来很大的帮助，很大的造就。
To be a zealous Christian will bring a great support to the church.
对教会的侍奉，我们常常很在意恩赐，恩赐。
And in servitude in church, a lot of time we emphasizes on gifts, talents.
我们在找有恩赐的人。
We will try to look for talented people.
我们也希望我们成为一个有恩赐的人。
And we also hope that we ourselves is a talented person.
但是事实上，有恩赐如果没有火热的心，能所完成的事情其实很有限。
But in fact, if one has the talent but do not have zeal, this is impossible to complete the work of God.
更多的时候是一个人被认为说不太有恩赐。
And a lot of time, a person might not seem to have much talent.
但是这个人他用火热的心在跟神同行。
But this person is walking with God in zeal.
常常也会看到说这样的人其实他们对教会带来很大的帮助，很大的造就。
And we see that such person will bring a lot of support and is very edifying to the church.
反而这样的人他们完成了很多的事情。
And this kind of people will accomplish much in church.
一个火热的基督徒啊，会给这个社会带来益处。
A lot a zealous Christian will bring benefits to the society.
我们请参考《使徒行传》十九章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 19.
使徒行传十九章十九节。
Acts chapter 19, verse 19.
那些平常行邪术的也有许多人把书拿来堆积在众人面前焚烧，他们算计书价便知道共和五万块钱。这里说有一些人他们把那个行邪术的一些书籍拿来把它烧掉。
You mentioned a number of people brought scrolls that contains a practice of sorcery, and they burnt them.
这些人本来是被魔鬼捉弄的。
These people were originally harassed by Satan.
这些人本来是生活在魔鬼的权势之下的。
They were living under the dominion of Satan.
因为在魔鬼的权势之下，所以他们很迷信。
Because under Satan, they become very superstitious.
那这些人也影响了很多的人跟他们一样的迷信。
And therefore, they have influenced the people around them, and they all become very superstitious.
那有热心的基督徒把纯正、把这个好的信仰、好的道理来带给他们。
And some zealous Christians have brought the good news, have brought the truth to them.
那他们就能够明白了，他们就放弃了过去那一种不对的生活。
And after they understood the truth, they gave up their past life, which is not the right one.
所以他们把那些书拿来都烧掉了。
So they brought the scrolls of sorceries and they burnt them.
那一个社会就得到了改变。
And that society was changed.
人就不再 被魔鬼所捉弄，不再迷信。
And they were no longer under the influence of Satan, and they were no longer being superstitious.
哦，那个社会为什么能够改变？
So how was that society changed?
哦，因为有人用火热的心在跟神同行。
Because some people were walking with God in zeal.
二十节说，主的道大大兴旺，而且得胜，就是这样。
Verse 20 it says, in this way the word of the Lord spread widely and grew in power.
哦，不但社会得到变得更好，而且呢，让人得救。
So not only did they change the society to a better place, but they were also very edifying to others.
哦，所以保罗说不要消灭圣灵的感动。
So Paul said, do not quench the movement of the Holy Spirit.
哦，不要熄灭那个火热的心。
Do not quench the zealous heart.
哦，我刚才有提过，哦，我们对某件事情很热心的话，我们可能会做出很大、很伟大的，哦，在人来看很大的事情。
I mentioned before that having a zealous heart would drive us to do great things.
哦，真的做事情要有火热的心。
But indeed, in everything that we do, we need to be zealous.
哦，但是我们火热的心不要只是专注在世界上、生活上的事情。
But we should not be zealous only on the things of this world or material things.
哦，不要忽略了用火热的心来跟神同行。
We should not neglect it to walk with God in zeal.
哦，不要忽略了对永生的事情要火热。
We should not neglect to be zealous in the things that are pertinent to eternal life.
好，我们看约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 6.
约翰福音六章二十七节。
John chapter 6 verse 27。
主耶稣说：“不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力。啊，就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父所应证的。啊，所以主耶稣提醒，也要啊，要啊，更是要努力的为那个存到永生的食物来劳力。
Here, the Lord Jesus has emphasized that we should work.For the food that endures to eternal life.
哦，就是要为主耶稣而来努力。
That is to work for the Lord Jesus Christ.
哦，这个存到永生的食物啊，也可以指的就是主耶稣。
And the food that endures to eternal life, could refer to Christ.
哦，因为主耶稣要带给我们永生。
Because Christ will bring us eternal life.
哦，所以我们对主耶稣要有一个火热的心。
So we must be zealous toward Him.
那火热的心跟一件事情啊，是被合在一起讲。
And we often talk about zeal along with these other things.
啊，或许圣经只有那一个经节，不过应该是很重要的。
There might be only one verse mentioned in the Bible, but this might be very important.
我们请看启示录第三章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 3.
启示录三章十九节。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 19。
哦，在这个七封书信里头，如果有责备的话，也一定会教导他们说，那你应该怎么做。
And in these seven letters to the churches, if there was a rebuke, and there will be also an instruction on what they need to do.
哦，有时候人的责备啊，并没有接下来说，那你应该怎么做。
Sometimes when we are rebuked, the person will not tell us what we should do to correct it.
但是主耶稣的责备一定也会给你指出一条路，让你来走。
But when the Lord Jesus Christ rebukes us, he will point us to a way that we should walk on.
十九节说，凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
Verse 19, Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline, so be earnest and repent.
哦，所以这个老底家教会，啊，在主耶稣的眼中，虽然是不冷不热，但是主耶稣还是爱他们。
And even though the church in Laodicea was lukewarm, but the Lord Jesus Christ still loved them.
哦，所以主耶稣才会责备他们。
So the Lord Jesus Christ rebuked them.
哦，那主耶稣要他们怎么做呢？
And what did Jesus want them to do?
哦，要他们发热心，也要悔改。
They need to be earnest, to be zealous, and also repent.
哦，所以这个发热心的同时啊，也要悔改。
So, at the same time, when they are being zealous, they need to repent.
当一个人对某件事情很热心的时候，也常常会遭到旁边的人的这种议论。
And when one is being zealous, a lot of time they will be judged by people around them.
因为人常常会觉得说，你干嘛这么热心在这个事情上面？
Because other people might ask, why are you being so zealous in this?
那很多人他会继续的在这个事情上面热心。
And a lot of people would continue to be zealous.
那这也是为什么很多人他会成功的原因。
And that's why a lot of people were able to be successful.
当我们用火热的心来跟神同行。
When we walk with God in zeal.
我们可能也会招来人的一些批评、议论。
We might also provoke criticism and judgment from others.
那同样的，不要在乎别人怎么讲你。
And do not care too much about what people say about you.
我们要在乎的是将来神怎么讲。
What we must care about is how God what God would say about us.
我们用热火热的心来跟神同行。
And with zeal we shall walk with God.
将来主耶稣对我们说，你这个是一个又好又善良的仆人。
And in the future, the Lord Jesus Christ will say to us, "You are a faithful and good servant."
我们所在乎的是主耶稣将来这么对我们讲。
So what we care about is that the Lord Jesus Christ will talk to us in such a way.
不要因为人家说你干嘛花那么多时间在教会的事情上面，在信仰上啊，我们就有点就退缩了。
And we should not. We should not retreat just because people would say to us, "Why are you being so zealous? Why do you spend so much time at church?"
我们要紧的是在乎将来主耶稣他会怎么跟我们讲。
What we care about is what Jesus will say to us in the future.
唱诗234首。
Let us sing hymn 234.